This is a Fox News alert trying to block it. I'm Lisa Lissera. Former President Trump has filed a lawsuit against the House January 6th committee in an attempt to block a subpoena requiring him to testify. His lawyer claiming Trump has engaged with the committee in good faith effort, but claims the committee insists on pursuing a political path. President Biden on his way to Cambodia for a summit with leaders of Asian nations. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on his next stop in Bali to discuss North Korea.
The PRC has an interest in playing a constructive role in restraining North Korea's worst tendencies. Whether they choose to do so or not is, of course, up to them.
Sullivan says the president will tell Xi if the North continues on its current path, it will lead to an enhanced U.S. military presence in the region. North Korea has been launching missiles more frequently and is believed to be preparing for a nuclear test. And Sullivan says President Biden does not plan a sit-down meeting with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman during the G20 meeting. The president and the Crown Prince met in July. Months later, OPEC plus nations cut oil production. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has conceded, even as votes are still being counted in the state. Issuing a statement, reading in part, it appears we will fall a percentage point or so short of winning. Obviously, that's not the outcome I want, but I believe it's in our election system. This would make Joe Lombardo the only Republican to flip a governor's seat in this election cycle. Votes still being tallied in Arizona, where races for Senate and governor still being decided. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chair Bill Gates pushing back against criticism of the delay in results.
We're not doing anything wrong at all. And that someone from here would suggest that we are doing something wrong, that's frustrating.
Critics calling for same-day vote counting like what's done in Florida. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in Philadelphia continue to search for two suspects in a home invasion near Temple University.
Philadelphia police say two male suspects entered an off-campus property where several students between 20 and 22 years old were sleeping. The eight women and three men were woken up and forced into the basement at gunpoint. The suspects then robbed the victims, taking debit and credit cards, cell phones, and keys to a silver Lincoln MKZ with Pennsylvania license plates. The suspects fled using the stolen vehicle. Now, police described the suspects as two black males with handguns wearing masks and black hoodies.
Fox's Lauren Green. Colorado voters have passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older and to create state-regulated centers where participants can experience the drug. Colorado becomes the second state after Oregon to establish a regulated system for the hallucinogens found in some mushrooms. A survey says the holidays bring up a common emotion, fear.
Survey from the Home Security System Simply Safe finds more than a third of American adults are worried about a holiday mishap, and that really fires up the week of Thanksgiving. More than 70% have set off a smoke alarm while cooking a holiday meal. 40% have had kitchen fires, burnt food, or electrical fires. Fire alarm events spike the week of Thanksgiving. Holiday mishap anxiety peaks about December 8th. Yet nearly 40% rarely change their smoke detector batteries. Only 19% clean clean out the fireplace. Other fears, porch pirates, burst pipes, and their pet getting in and wrecking the holiday decorations.
Fox's Therese Crowley. The arena where the Miami Heat play will soon have a new name after the team and Miami-Dade County decided to terminate the relationship with FTX. On the same day the cryptocurrency exchange filed for bankruptcy protection, the building had been called FTX Arena since June 2021. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.